HKX, mobile.
Four ZLK mobile.
Same, you on your way into work yet?
Got a little bit later start than I wanted to, but I'm on the way.
All right.
I just got distracted this morning. Distracted this morning with the grandbaby and didn't get out in time, so I'll make it on time. I'm just not as early as I want to be.
Get distracted by that little girl.
So she's normally, or hasn't been up, but she got up this morning. And anyway, it was hard when she reached out for me. It was hard not to put her down.
Same way it was with your kids when they were doing that, and you got to go off to work.
I to say it was hard to put her down, not hard not to put her down. It's very difficult to put her down.
You were saying, I didn't even notice that you'd said that.
UHX. If you want to be put down, you just get on a repeater. We'll put you down.
For that, you go right ahead.
No, I don't want to get in trouble now. Go ahead, Patrick.
And start it up and then turn it over to me. What do you expect me to do with that?
Hey, I'm trying to teach you.
To run with it.
I have this. Yeah, I just wanted to pop in for a second. I heard you guys talking. I was passing the radio room. I got to get ready to go myself. So, you guys carry on without me. KB2HXS.
Service calls today, Dave?
Yeah, I got a few things to do. I got a few things to do this morning, and I should be done around noonish unless my phone rings.
Have a good day, N4ZLK.
You got it, Shane. You have a good afternoon or good morning, whatever. Patrick, over to you. KB2HX has to be out.
Good weekend. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Let's see, it rained pretty good Friday and Saturday. Sunday, well, it was a little drizzly Sunday, but Sunday my daughter got engaged. And apparently there's a new thing now where after an engagement, they have an after party. So, of course, that was at our house. So, had a few people over. Got to see the family. They all came over again. Had a nice time. And Monday worked outside all day. So, had a good weekend. How about yourself?
Again, I didn't do a whole lot. And I was, since it was raining, I stayed in the house and played radio a little bit this weekend.
Mentioned that, I think, yesterday. I was going to ask you, since there was a contest going on over the weekend, were you able to hear any more on your HF?
HF is doing okay. I didn't mess with it much. I was doing Windlink stuff and that kind of thing more than anything. So I did mess around with HF last night, and on 80 meters found a tarial net that is emergency stuff for North Carolina, so doing a little research on it.
I'm glad you're hearing something on there. I know you were concerned that because of your location and that mountain being right there, you weren't able to either hear or get out.
The reports I got back last night when I checked into it was pretty good, but I don't know where he was at, so I'll have to look that up.
Yesterday, I'm working on an InFET antenna, but I have a 80-meter dipole. I should just try to get that up in the air just until I can get this other one done. And I was looking at Tom sent me the plans for it. Can't even remember what it's called now. Loop antenna, maybe? Trying to decide which one, to either go with that one or the InFET, but in the meantime, I need to put that dipole up so I can get on 80.
Might as well go ahead and put it up so you can get something else done.
Coming year, we got birthdays every, one or two every month. We got Thanksgiving, Christmas coming up, we get busier at work. It's just a hard time of year to get anything done like that.
Pat, I know what you mean. September is just a crazy month this year for me. It's normally a little busy because there's something my son and I do every year. We go over to pick reports to the hot run, but this year it's something every weekend.
Looking like that for us too. My wife is big on celebrating, making sure we celebrate our kids' birthdays, which is awesome. They're all adults now, and I don't mind it. I think it's great, but man, it sure seems like every weekend or every month there's something going on. We're just constantly got something to do. So I guess it's better than no contact with them. Well, I mean, it's not I guess. It is better than no contact with them.
That.
They're going to have another baby due January 1st or January 2nd. Then we got that wedding in March. Just, it's going to be a busy time for a little while.
A few months are going to be really busy for you. Was your daughter surprised when she got asked?
Knew it was coming. She'd figured it out.
That stinks.
Apparently he's not very good at keeping secrets, which would be a good thing, I guess. For a marriage, that's a great thing.
Some things you like to surprise with, but I'm with you. I'm not good at keeping secrets from my wife either. It's something I have to work really hard at to do it.
I bought Beth a ring years ago, anniversary ring. Man, I had it all. She had no idea it was coming until they sent a postcard in the mail congratulating me on my purchase and asking me how I liked it.
That. Especially when you haven't even received the ring from them and you're already getting how you like it literature.
Anniversary ring, and I guess it was a corporate thing. It just came out automatically, but I, you know, I planned well ahead, had it. That was probably the issue. I had it several weeks in advance ready to give to her, and maybe they thought, well, you should have given it to her by now. He bought it a while ago.
And now you just get an email, KB4CBA.
Good.
KB4HGX.
Hey, gentlemen, and I use that term very loosely. Connotation of this sentence, but anyway, including myself, but hope y'all doing well this morning.
Hey, yeah, doing well. It's a beautiful day out here, nice and cool up here.
KO4HX, it was nice and cool at the house this morning. And I'm doing well out here fighting traffic already. But, gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3. I'm getting ready to pull into my next. Shane Davis, good talk to both of you. KO4HX, be safe.
Where's that?
Good day, man.
See you, Patrick. N4ZLK, have a good day. Use the word gentleman as well, David.
He used the word gentleman as well.
Good to go. He called us gentlemen. So it's being thrown around pretty freely this morning.
Called a lot worse. So anyway, I'll take that. So you doing all right this morning, Shane?
Headed into work, running a little behind. Just got a little distracted at home, but it's another beautiful day. You headed off to tennis?
Yeah, do it. So it might as well be me, I guess. Don't worry, your day's coming. Oh, me. Yeah, sometimes, you know, I'll get up at the same time I always do and do the same exact things. And I'll look up at the clock and I'll go, what? You know, where's the time going? It's really crazy. I don't know, like the clock moves faster than normal or something.
Older age creeping up on us. It moves faster the older we get, I think.
It's moving slower, and I just don't realize it.
We're doing things a little slower than we used to, so it takes us longer to make our breakfast or get dressed, whatever, and we just run out of time. But, you know, gravity, if you're going downhill on a bicycle, you go a lot faster than just going uphill, so that might be part of it as well.
So you're saying I'm over the hill?
I'm referring to you. I'm saying I'm over the hill. I've been over it for a little while. I topped out a few years ago, but there's no way of getting around it. I'm older than half of what I'm pretty sure I will not live to.
Old as dirt, so, you know, it's pretty old. But anyway, oh, God, I had a thought there. Man, that happens to you when you get old, too. And it was a good one. I had a comeback from something you said, but anyway, it has left my memory.
Want to give any further proof?
If needed, that's enough. The defense rests, and oh, me. Time for closing arguments.
But you just have so much on your mind because you've accumulated so much information and knowledge over the years that it's hard to. Your brain has to search a lot longer in order to get what you need.
Yeah, I've said something similar to that. I think that's true. You know, we have a lot more information, and we, you know, it just takes us a little longer to gather it and that sort of thing. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, they still have a lot of room for stuff to bounce around in there. And, yeah, Paul McCartney came out with an album a few years back, and it said Memory Almost Full.
Find the reset button and the menu item where I can defragment and all that, maybe start working a little harder, or a little faster, a little more efficient.
We need to defrag and, heck, I probably just need a new hard drive, but anyway, that's not going to happen. Unless some of these new robots that do surgery can do it.
I think I'm good with what I have, and when it's done, I'll be fine with that. Anyway, boy, what a subject.
Another note, I'm hoping to get my HF antenna put back together today, and it'll be ready to be shot back up in the trees. It's up in the trees, but it's not very high. And so that'll be the next project after I get it finished getting it built.
Today you got some wire from the wireman, and I think you had a new ballon that came in. Was that correct?
4-to-1 ballon from Ballon Designs, which I've been told is a top-notch company. You know, they do real good work, and and I've been told that by several people. So I'm taking their word for people that I trust and that know a lot more about things than I do.
Nice to have people like that. Well, good. I hope you get it up today. I know you've been having issues with that one for a while.
Just don't want to tune up on 80 and at all, and or the radio won't tune at 80. You know, when you push the button, it's supposed to start clicking, and it just goes click. That's it. And it's not tuned. It's the tune light's not on, so I know it's not tuned. Sometimes, you know, I'll pull up I'll be on a band and just hit it, and it tunes that quickly. But, you know, on 80, not so much. So, but after inspecting some of the coax, especially that piece I'm replacing, it looks like it got hit by lightning because it's just black. The center lead of it is just black.
That's a very good possibility. This is a lightning story, but over the weekend, our wash stopped before it finished, and the door was locked. It wouldn't open up. I was unplugging it, started researching it. I looked up the manual. It didn't give me any kind of troubleshooting for that issue. Found a YouTube video, and there was it's got two control boards in it. And a couple of different videos were saying it could be either one of these control boards that's causing this issue. So I was like, great, you know, I don't want to be spending money just replacing the parts. Then I found another video, and this guy said it's almost always this particular board. So it was easy to get to, but it cost almost $400. And I pulled it out. Sure enough, you could see where there was some dark, like it had blown. It burned a capacitor and that kind of thing. So got the new part in yesterday, put it in last night, and it works like a charm. One and the repair itself or the replacement.
taking my usual $100 deductible. That's usually what I have to pay. And, you know, it's, and it doesn't cover stuff like tires, but I had one that my truck, when I had that Toyota Tacoma, and I've never had it, this happen, but I had something fly up and hit the sidewall, and it just sliced it wide open. And of course, it was flat in just a couple of seconds. And it was nice. I had nice Michelin tires on that thing. And so I took it in, and he said, yeah, we'll take care of it. And they put a brand new tire on there, mounted, balanced. Didn't cost me a penny.
Nice when you need them. When you go through the life of the car and you hardly ever use it, it kind of seems like, why did I pay the extra money? But boy, when you need it, it's nice.
The clock spring went out in the steering column. It connects the all the electrical, like your horn and your airbag and all that, and. And there's actually a spring in there that twists when you're turning the steering wheel. That's why they call it a clock spring, but it's, you can't see it. It's inside a black plastic thing. But the airbag plugs into it, and that's real important. But anyway, mine went bad, and my airbag light came on, and it came on like 3 days after I bought the truck. Well, you know, they can't clear that code, so they weren't trying to screw me, because on the truck, because I bought it at a dealership that was certified, you know, pre-owned certified, and so it was just something that came up right after I bought the vehicle. So, because you can't clear an airbag or an ABS code until you correct the problem, and it clears itself. So, you know, I didn't feel bad about it, and the warranty covered it, so I was tickled to death.
Okay. So that spring, is it an actual, what it sounds like, just a spring in there?
More or less, it's in a black, round, casing, and all the ones I've seen, and I've seen a bunch of them, and it just, what it does is that, you know, you got to have, you know, electrical running through into the steering wheel for your horn, your airbag, if you have any controls on your steering wheel, all of that. So that's what this does. And it just, you know, rotates with the steering wheel. And, you know, I guess eventually it either breaks or just, you know, goes bad. And but that's what it does. But anyway, well, let me jump out of here. I'm at the sports club, and it's time to play some tennis. I hope you have a good day. I'll say 73s and stick around for your final. But enjoy the key. So I'll talk to you later. Have a good one, KB4CBA.
Enjoyed it too. Enjoyed it too. I hope you have a good day. Enjoy that tennis, and I will talk to you later. N4ZLK Mobile.
ZLK. KF4NXY. Good morning. This is David.
N4ZLK. Yeah, when you started calling, I was going to comment. It sure makes it easy when everybody's named David. I don't have to remember other names.
There's about five of us on here now.
Well, I hope you're having a good day so far.
Yes, sir. I got up early. Done got all my medicine took and done checked my sugar, and it's going to be a beautiful day. Got some things outside I'm going to do, and got some things I need to work on. Got a pretty full day planned.
My name is Shane, by the way. I didn't tell you that. I'm sorry about that. I'm not sure. I know we've talked before, but And yeah, as far as things to do in the day, it seems like there is always something to do around the house or something that needs to be maintained or got to go to work. Just not many days when there's not really anything to do.
The only time you get a day like that is to intentionally take vacation, go up to the mountains or the beach and spend about a week, you know, and just plan on doing nothing, kick back and take it easy.
Right, because if you plan on working outside and it rains, there's always something to do inside, so you have to leave and go away from all the responsibilities to be able to just relax and enjoy yourself.
Well, Shane, what do you do for a living?
Okay, I work for UPS. I drive a tractor trailer for them now. Started there 31 years ago, inside the building on the warehouse. Moved into driving the package cars, we call them, the little brown delivery trucks. Did that for over 20 years. And been driving tractor trailer now for a little over 8 years.
Yeah, I got to know my UPS delivery driver here. Got to know him pretty good for a while. We had the same fella for a while, and seemed like I was always ordering something off Amazon or ham radio, you know, outfits or whatever. So kind of got to know him. But then I don't know. I think he must have retired because I started getting a bunch of different drivers, and don't really know who's got this area now.
One of the things I enjoyed about running the package cars was you stay on a route for a year before either we can choose another route or we get bumped off of it, either way. And you really get to know the customers, especially the ones that order on a regular basis. Get to know some nice people. Get to know some not so nice people too, but most people were really nice. Got to know some of the families. You know, you see them go into the same neighborhoods for 2 or 3 or 4 years. You kind of watch the kids grow up. You get, you know, you see their Christmas gifts, and it's just amazing all the people you can get to know like that.
That's a good aspect to it. It's not the kind of job I think I could have handled, though. You kind of got to be able to lift and move and be fairly quick doing it. There's one of the guys on here, he plays tennis, and I was telling him, I know I couldn't do that right now. I'm probably going to go to the YMCA today and get in their heated pool and move around some, and that's about as physically active as I can get.
A little bit helps. You gotta keep moving. I remember delivering to people who never seemed to move. They would just sit, and they just seemed like they would get worse and worse. So even a little bit of movement is better than none.
Well, that's definitely the case. There was some little old lady on a talk show one time. She think she had hit 100 years old, and they asked her what the secret was, and she said, "Well, to rest is to rest." And so she, like you said, she just keeps moving, keep doing a little something all day long, as much as you can.
Here we were just talking about always having something to do, but that's probably a blessing more than we know it.
Yeah, it probably is. Well, Shane, I think I'm going to get me another cup of coffee, and I've got a few phone calls I need to make and then get started on my day. But I heard y'all in here and want to get in here and say good morning. Y'all have a good day, and be careful out there on the road. I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY, I'm clear on your final.
Thanks for saying hello. I hope you have a good morning. Hope to talk to you again. KF4NXY, N4ZLK, 73.
Good morning, Shane, KA3JCA.
Good. How are you? N4ZLK.
I was up bright and early this morning, had my coffee. Got to spend some time with Miss Sally before she went to work.
Good morning. Can't get much better than that. Well, you tell Sally hello for me. I know she's working, but I heard I have my HT on. Our son and daughter-in-law and grandbaby are staying with us for a little while right now, and so they're in my radio room, and I did try not to make a lot of noise this morning, so I didn't get on the radio, but I did hear you this morning.
Oh, that's nice. You got to get up, got you something to drink there, and got to monitor the radio sub, so. Alrighty. Well, I will tell Miss Sally you said hello, sir, and you have a pleasant day drive, and it will be on and off throughout the day. KA3JCA.
Right, thank you for saying hello. I hope you have a good day. KA3JCA N4ZLK.